First up this month, Bronze Age warriors in Aegean art. If you've ever visited a museum, you'll almost certainly have seen an ancient Greek or Mycenaean piece of pottery, covered in images of armor-clad men with spears or swords. But what do these portrayals of fighting men mean? Are they accurate? Analyzing the story behind these depictions, Angelos Papadopoulos.
Well, the whole thing started about 10 years ago at the University of Liverpool when I was doing my PhD thesis on the iconography of warfare in the Aegean Bronze Age. You see, I've always been working on the subject of iconography, the study of iconography, so this was a pretty cool subject to deal with and very interesting. So eventually the whole research focused on the entire Bronze Age of the Aegean, from, let's say, 3000 BC up until 1100 BC, and it covered images and pictures of warriors and hunters as depicted in the Aegean art throughout all this time. Of course, this is only one aspect of the study of warfare in general, and other aspects, other fields include study of the fortification and architecture, technology of weapons, burial customs, and all of these join together and give us a good idea about Bronze Age warfare.
How are warriors actually depicted in Bronze Age art, on things like seal stones and faience objects and pottery?
It depends on the period. As you said, pottery and wall paintings and all kind of media have been used for this purpose. But initially, in the early Bronze Age, we could see statuettes made of marble depicting probably male individuals with baldricks and daggers. Later on, we could see them on seal stones or rings, people carrying spears or swords. Eventually, in the late Bronze Age, where technology was much more sophisticated, anybody could see battle scenes, groups of individuals fighting each other, either one or two combatants in duels, individual warriors appearing by themselves as a very powerful images, hunters killing lions or deer, and of course they would be represented on almost every kind of material imaginable. Faience, pottery was very common, wall paintings in main palaces and important buildings, as you said, seal stones, gold rings. It was a pretty big variety of objects.
Can you tell us why Bronze Age society decided to represent scenes of warfare in their art?
Well, humans always like to portray a warrior, a hunter, a man with weapons, because basically this shows power. In Egypt, for example, the pharaoh was pretty much portrayed as the mighty warrior in huge size, killing the enemies. Or in nearby Anatolia, the Hittites used to portray their gods armed and carrying weapons. So in the Aegean, we don't have a specific individual, let's say the equivalent of the pharaoh, to be portrayed. We don't have the ruler being the protector of the people. But the idea remained the same. The idea is that a mighty warrior with his weapons is a powerful symbol of authority, a powerful symbol used by elites and rulers in order to portray how strong and powerful they are, so they have legitimate authority. So, more or less, it was a pretty standard procedure for the entire prehistory all over the globe to portray warriors.
Now, I gather you've seen the film Troy, and I know it's going back a few years now, but I imagine many of our listeners would have seen it too. How accurate were the representations of warriors in that film? If we were to come face to face with a Bronze Age warrior from the Aegean now, how would he look? What sort of armor would he be wearing, and what kind of weapons would he be carrying?
Well, I did see the film Troy. It was pretty good, actually, and I liked it, but it's not accurate at all, especially about the warriors. Of course, there are some pretty nice parts which are correct. I mean, we could all see the famous boar's tusk helmet, a helmet made of wild boar's teeth, sliced teeth, which was a reality in the iconography, and in fact, several pieces have been found in burials. But in total, no, it was not accurate at all. However, again, depending on the period of the Bronze Age, let's say initially the standard practice, if we can say this, was to portray a hunter or a warrior mainly armed with a spear or a dagger. In the late Bronze Age, where technology, as I said, was much more sophisticated and representations were much more accurate and delicate and with small characteristics, let's say that the standard picture, judging from the wall paintings, which are probably the best medium, is to have a male warrior wearing his boar's tusk helmet, this was the standard type, carrying a large tower shield covering most of his body, and again having a sword and a long spear, Later on, at the end of the late Bronze Age, we could see in the wall paintings of some buildings in mainland Greece that seals were shorter and greaves appeared, possibly to protect the lower part of the body, the legs. So let's say that, especially in the late Bronze Age for about 300 years, the standard image was exactly this: helmet, shield as protective gear, and greaves sometimes, and spears and swords as an offensive gear, sometimes bows too.
So with all these depictions and scenes of warfare in the cultural material record of the Bronze Age Aegean, can we say that it was a warlike world?
No, not really. Although this is a debate for the past, well, few decades amongst the archaeologists and the scholars of this period. No, of course we do have strong fortifications. We do have the Mycenaean Acropolis with Cyclopean walls all around them, burials of earlier periods with weapons. There is a very strong military characteristic, but we cannot really say that these people used to fight and combat all the time. The idea was that these weapons, these fortification walls, these images were nothing more than a symbol of authority, symbol of power, of military prowess, hunting ability, showing how strong the rulers were, although none of them was actually represented, but by having in their property, by owning an object with a depiction of a warrior, automatically this meant they were capable of authority. So, no, they were not really warlike, but the image of the warrior was very common as a symbol.
So it was all pottering and no trousers, perhaps. That was Dr. Angelos Papadopoulos, who is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Athens. And now it's time for some of the least contemporary news in the world.